when your horse returns to Alcamp Riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
to fend for ourselves. Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of Ziyarat Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, Ziyarat al-Ashura. So stay with us.
وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ.
Brothers and sisters, here we are talking about this part of Ziyarat al-Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. In this part, I assume we have sufficiently discussed the true meaning of la'n used in our verses and in our traditions as well. And let me remind once again the fact that whenever we use the word curse in our translations of the word la'n, we are meaning to ask from Allah to distance from His mercy those who deserve to be distanced. So anyway, let us move on with this part. So in this part, we are taught to curse specific groups of people who had very important roles in oppressing against the guardians of religion, against the Ahlul Bayt. Seeking their distance from the divine mercy is nothing but declaring our harmony with Allah Himself, who Himself has cursed such people in the Holy Quran. Anyway, the part says, وَلَعْنَ اللَّهُ آلَ زِيَادٍ وَآلَ مَرْوَانٍ. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. The word al, which appears twice in this verse, is rendered in different ways. Some have translated it in the same way as ahl, which means the family or the near ones or those with whom one is intimate. Such people believe that the word al was originally ahl, and that is how it has turned into al time-wise. So it bears the same meaning as ahl, so we translate it as the family or the near ones. Jawhari, defining the word al, says آلُ الرَّجُلِ أَهْلُهُ وَعِيَالُهُ وَآلُهُ أَيْضًا أَتْبَعُهُ. All of a man is his family, his household, and his all also signifies his followers. So probably one of the most comprehensive opinions on this word is what Allama Mustafavi, in his renowned book, At-Tahqiq, says. He goes on defining the root of al and says, the word al is derived from awl, which means precedence, and at-taqaddum in Arabic language, from which another follows. Considering this meaning, it refers to a number of people whose title or path or religion returns to one person, and hence it is annexed to him. That is why it is said Al Ya'qub, Al Fir'aun, and Al Musa. Also, Shaykh Tusi, in his tafsir Tibyan, says The author of Al-Ayn says, Al is everything that returns to a thing. So, perhaps a probable equivalent for Al in the English language is clan, which is defined as a number of people claiming descent from one common ancestor and associated together, or what we call a tribe.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
So, from what we discussed so far, we understand now that we can translate the word Al in Ala Ziyadin wa Ala Marwan as a tribe or a collection of people having common attributes like fraternity, party, and etc. So, Al Ziyad and Al Marwan, they are both rendered as clan of Ziyad and clan of Marwan, respectively. One very delicate commentary is what Mullah Habibullah Kashani says in his book in the commentary of Ziyaratul Ashura. He says, in annexing Al to Ziyad and Marwan, there is an illusion that these two, I mean Ziyad and Marwan, are the origin of their Al's transgression and wrongdoing, and they're trainers in that. Anyway, in order to know Al Ziyad and Al Marwan, we have to try to understand Ziyad and Marwan first. So, in the couple of programs from now on, we will try to have a historical look at these two. The full name of Ziyad is Ziyad ibn Abi. The historical records tell us that Ziyad was an illegal product of a slave girl who worked during the Age of Ignorance. It is also said that Ziyad ibn Abi is the son of that girl who was born in the house of Ubaid, the slave of Thaqif, and thus he was called Ziyad ibn Ubaid, and thereafter Muawiyah attached him to himself and as a brother, and after the Umayyad Empire fell, he came to be known as Ziyad ibn Abi, meaning the Ziyad, the son of his father. We will continue discussing the historical records about these two, Al-Ziyad and Al-Marwan, in the coming episodes. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا. صراط نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين الروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.